At 7:06, it is fair and 48 degrees in Tulsa. We're headed toward 66 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin out in Tulsa traffic this morning. I-44 eastbound between Lewis and Harvard has been blocked because of an accident this morning. We understand five vehicles have been involved in this crash, which happened just a few minutes ago. One of the vehicles, we understand, is a motorcycle. We have the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, the Tulsa Fire Department, and IMSA on the scene. The roadway is clogged. You need to find another route this morning if you travel I-44 eastbound between Lewis and Harvard. The decisions the U.S. Supreme Court makes regarding same-sex marriage will likely affect a long-time lawsuit challenging anti-gay marriage laws in Oklahoma. The lawsuit includes the Defense of Marriage Act. Sue Barton is one of the plaintiffs.
Depending on how they come down on today's decision around DOMA, it could be that they strike down DOMA as unconstitutional and it's over for that part of our lawsuit. I'm anticipating that they will judge very narrowly, rule very narrowly on Proposition 8, so the state portion of it will stay alive and well.
The decision in the two separate court cases expected sometime this summer. American Airlines has won bankruptcy court approval to combine with U.S. Airways to form the world's biggest airline. American filed for Chapter 11 in November after having long resisted the bankruptcy process to cut labor and other costs. The bankruptcy judge, however, would not sign off on a $20 million severance package for Tom Horton, the CEO of American's parent company. American Airlines is one of Tulsa's largest employers. Tulsa is building a new traffic control center, which will consolidate all traffic operations into one facility, with more space and lots of high-tech equipment. It's named after now-retired Public Works Director Charles Hart, who was on hand for yesterday's groundbreaking on North Harvard.
Oh, yes, it's a really nice honor. I'm very pleased. You know, I've been called a lot of things over the years, but it's nice to have something named after me and actually use my name. This is really an honor, and I appreciate it very much.
Hart served as the Public Works Director for more than 20 years under several different Tulsa mayors. The new Charles Hart Center is scheduled for completion in June of next year. The University of Oklahoma Board of Regents has elected Richard Dunning of Oklahoma City as its new chairman for the upcoming year. The board made the selection during a meeting yesterday in Oklahoma City, in which it also elected Tom Clark of Tulsa as its new vice chair. The American Civil Liberties Union of Oklahoma is demanding Governor Fallon's office provide access to records surrounding her decision to reject the expansion of Medicaid Act or face legal action.
The ACLU in Oklahoma requested the information on behalf of its client, The Lost Ogle, a local news and entertainment website. In a letter this week to the governor's general counsel, Steve Mullins, the ACLU says the governor's office is violating the state's Open Records Act by not providing access to the records, resulting in a, quote, shattered public trust and a smokescreen of privacy. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Again in Tulsa traffic, I-44 eastbound, the roadway blocked between Lewis and Harvard due to a five-vehicle accident this morning. Our weather forecast, look for clouds to thicken today, a high of 66. Tonight, there is the possibility of a thunderstorm, down to 54 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, showers will be likely at a high of 67. The weekend starts off wet but becomes sunny on Sunday with highs right around 70. Now in Tulsa, it is fair at 710 and 48 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.